me that don't believe in science. Written on your forehead, always be denying. You're the dummy that don't believe in science. Written on your forehead, always be denying. Hey, hey.
We got words to say to you.
Welcome.
Hello, guys. Welcome to our 21st episode. We are now of drinking age. You can cut that. It just came to my mind.
21 episodes. That's not half a year, but kind of half a year.
It's like, let's see. We do one every week.
52 weeks in a year. So 52 divided by 2. I have a calculator right here. Hang on.
Let's whip out. Let's whip out that math. 26.
26. We're almost halfway through a year. How crazy is
that? Halfway there. That's going to have to be our title for episode 26.
We're halfway there. We're halfway
there. Let's remember that, since we're so good at remembering what we talk about.
Yep. Locked in the noggin.
Yep. Thanks for still listening, guys.
Yeah. I think that's pretty neat. Almost halfway there.
You guys all deserve an award more than we do.
You're sticking with it.
Yeah.
Big news?
Big news.
Big news.
What's the big news, Celia?
The big news is that we started a Patreon page this week, and it has been a long time coming. I know that we've talked about this for like 2 months now, but we finally launched it yesterday, which is awesome.
Woo!
So basically,
So basically, for those of you who don't know what Patreon is, it's a way for you guys to get more content, exclusive content for if you sign up and support us. And we have things on there. We've got a welcome gift for you guys. We've got early releases on the episodes. What else do we got?
We have a monthly Ask Me Anything.
Yeah.
Where you can ask us anything.
Hence the name, Ask Us Anything.
Yep.
So we've got some cool stuff on there. Definitely go check it out. We've got links in our social media pages on our Linktree link that we have in our bios there. And we're going to put it on the podcast website. We haven't done that yet, but I'll make sure to put that on the website before this episode comes out, so that you guys can go check that out if you are a website viewer.
If you go and do that.
If you do the websites.
If you're also into that.
Which you should be, because we've got some pretty cute pictures of me and Celia on our website.
Yeah, we do.
Did I cover it all?
I feel like
that wasn't enough, but I think that's enough. If you guys have any questions, DM us or whatever. Email us.
Slide into those DMs.
As the kids say.
That's what they say.
Good stuff.
Yeah.
I'm kind of sad. Yeah. I was just going to say, I'm kind of sad because yesterday Celia and I started recording. And then, was it the Wi-Fi that was just being bad?
I think so. It was overloaded, and we've been using a certain Wi-Fi network, unnamed Wi-Fi network, that has a basic plan, but sometimes their basic plan, which is the free plan, it glitches out on us.
Yes.
At the most inconvenient times. And there's nothing we can do about it but wait. So today is a better day.
Today's a better day for the Wi-Fi. Yep. Probably a better day for podcasting too. We're a little bit loopy last night.
We did, but the thing kept cutting out, and we had some We had some sensual clarinet going on downstairs.
Oh, yes, we did.
The sensual clarinet. Oboe, sorry.
Oboe. Oh, that was almost a big mistake. I almost offended somebody.
I'm so sorry. It was oboe.
Celia was drinking her milkshake from Chick-fil-A because they just released their, what kind of flavor was it?
Peppermint.
They just released a peppermint Chick-fil-A shake. And tell us, Celia, breaking news, how was it?
It was pepperminty.
So if you're into that, then go check it out.
It was really good. The same friend who was playing the sensual oboe downstairs, which precursor to that, we were talking about how there's like sexy saxophone, and he was playing some songs that are traditionally played on saxophone, as you know, the sexy saxophone. Mm-hmm. And he said, except the oboe is different. The oboe is sensual. So, you know, he played sensual oboe for us. But the same friend, we're in the Chick-fil-A drive-thru and we're getting our milkshakes, and he says, I don't need a straw, please. I have my own. And he whips out this big metal straw, which I was so impressed about.
Wow.
Yep.
I have yet to drink a milkshake with a metal straw. Did it work out for him?
He did. Yes. I think he does it often. And because like we have the kind of the telescope.
Yeah. It like ones. Folds down and mm-hmm. comes back out.
His is just, it's just a metal straw.
Oh, it's a thick boy.
Yes, it's easier to clean.
Gotcha.
Yeah, so you don't have to worry about getting milkshake in the contractible pieces mm-hmm. of your thing. So I might look into getting one.
That reminds me of a meme that I saw, and I might post it. We might post it one of these days on the gram, on the socials. But it's like somebody biking with a pool noodle like on the back of their bike for some reason, just like mm-hmm. hanging out, and it's like me going everywhere with my reusable straw because it's really just though. If you have one that's not compactable, I mean, write in and prove me wrong and like tell me that I need to fix myself. But I love my contractible one because I can just put it on my keychain, and it's not, I mean, people ask me every now and then, like, what it is. So I've gotten, people think it's a vape for some reason, which, yeah. like, I don't know. A nunchuck, yeah. But, like, also, why would I have a vape attached to my keychain? That'd be, I mean, I don't know. That'd be cool, I guess. If I was a vapor.
You're so cool. You have it on the keychain.
Yeah, but it just, I don't know. But yeah, I've gotten tons of things like that. But it's just so easy for me to have the metal straw there. And that way I never forget it because it's with me, because I have my wallet on my keychain too. Mm-hmm. So I like always have my keys with me. So I feel like it would just be hard to remember to use if I have a metal straw. But
yeah. I'll have to ask him and see what he does with it because, yeah.
He probably like, puts it, purse, he probably puts it in his man pockets. Sorry, I wasn't done. He probably puts it in his man pockets because you can fit everything in man pockets. True. But not woman pockets because we clearly don't need to carry that much stuff as women.
What did our friend say the other day? That women's pants pockets keep the purse industry.
Oh yeah, 100%, 100%. Because men don't need purses because they've got purses on their legs. they've got like Mary Poppins purses on their legs. Like you just keep pulling things out of there.
It's a wallet and a chapstick and a reusable straw. Oh,
and my keys. And a pen.
Anything else you need? Boom, I've got you covered.
Do you need a notebook? Here, I got you. Yeah.
Yep.
Anyways, you were saying.
Anyways, so he busted one, like his metal straw out, and I was like, boom, I think I need one. You're showing me mm-hmm. up here at the drive-thru at Chick-fil-A. So that was pretty awesome.
That's cool. Shout out to you, oboe player.
Killing the game.
Sensual oboe player.
Sensual oboe.
My mistake.
Jeez, Julia.
I'm sorry. I can't get it right. Sexy sax. Sexy sax. And sensual oboe.
Sensual oboe.
I got it.
Unfortunately, we are recording today and there is no sensual oboe going on downstairs.
Also, I guess, I mean, we can cut this out if we want, but do you think, I feel like it would be cool if people like wrote in to us or like DM'd us or whatever and told us like what kind of exclusive content they want to see, you know?
Oh, yeah, that'd be like, really cool.
Like, do you want to see us recording and chatting via video? Do you want to see me jumping on Celia's bed at 7 a.m. on a Saturday to wake her up? just tell us what you want.
Do you want Julia to live stream The Bachelorette?
Maybe. Because I do. Guys, throwback. I tried that. Nobody jumped on. Well, that's not true. Like 3 people jumped on my live chat look, I'm such a boomer. I don't even know what it's called. My Instagram live when I was doing that with The Bachelorette, the first episode. And then my brother hopped on it and made me feel bad about myself because he said, he was like, wow, you've got a lot of people on here, Juliet. And I didn't. And I felt awkward about it because there were people on, but nobody really came on. And I didn't want to be feeling awkward. So
maybe we'll try it again.
Someday I will convert this whole mass of listeners that we have made who are wanting to go green into bachelor lovers, because they go hand in hand, really. It's good for the environment to love.
Okay, because that's what that is.
It is.
Yeah.
Well, anyways.
You know what? I won't rain on your parade because people who believe in leprechauns, in fairies of various types.
Santa Claus.
Hey, Santa Claus is real, okay?
I know. That's what I'm saying. I'm adding him to the list of real things. Okay. Celia.
Okay, just making sure. Celia. Just making sure, Julia.
Okay.
That if you also believe that The Bachelor is real love, we will keep the fantasy going.
Okay, but it's not a fantasy because it's like Santa Claus, right?
You're right, yeah.
Okay, cool. Glad we had this chat.
Uh-huh. Yep.
So, yeah, if those are the kind of things that you want to see, or if you want to tell us to please not do that, email us, DM
us. Please tell us to not do that. Please don't let us do that.
Yeah, if you want to, I don't know, go on a midnight run with us virtually to Denny's, we'll be here for that.
You know, I thought you were going to stop at midnight run, and I was like, there is no way on your life that I will be running at midnight.
If you want, there you go, guys. If you want to put Celia in misery, you can tell us to go for a midnight run. And we'll do it.
I won't do that. No, we won't.
No, Celia, we have to do anything that they tell us to do.
No.
Yes,
I put my foot down at running.
That is where I draw the line.
I put my foot down at running in general. So
sorry, guys, we won't even be doing a morning run, or definitely not a turkey run, because you know,
I don't run on holidays.
As much as I don't hate people who do, I also don't want to be a part of it at all.
Ever.
Ever. Watch, we're both going to marry into families that, like, do that. So
no, no. That's a deal breaker. I don't run on
deal breaker. Okay, men, you've heard her verdict.
No, I don't run on holidays.
No running on holidays for Celia.
Nope. That is a day of fat pants and happiness.
I like how I say that. That's a deal. That's unique to you, because that's also a deal breaker for me. I do not. If I marry into your family and you are a running family, I will cheer you on the sidelines in my fat pants.
And that's it.
And that is, I will not be running with you. I will cheer you on. I will train with you, maybe.
No.
Maybe. I say maybe. If it's a 5K, I could maybe train with you.
No.
I'm actually training for a 5K right now, Celia.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
You don't tell me anything anymore.
Well, I just started it like this week, so it's going. Day two is going pretty well.
It's so good.
I do say so myself.
So
yeah, it's like an 8-week 5K run, or not run, plan to be ready to run a 5K.
That I'm Isn't that like off 3 miles?
Yes, but I'm improving my time.
Okay, that's good. Well,
anyway, how's your week? Well, my week's been great. I started training for a 5K. I'm not actually running a 5K, for those of you wondering. I just want to. I played sports growing up and have realized that I need something to work towards. Like, when I played sports, I had a meet for track to work towards, or a basketball game to work towards. But now I don't really have anything to work towards other than like summertime bod. But during quarantine, that's not really an issue. So I need something else to work towards. So I'm doing a 5K in my mind. What else? I think I wrote things down. My week's been great. That's all. I'm in Vegas this week. So the weather is a lot warmer here than it was in Utah. So that's been nice.
That's true. Except yesterday it was weirdly warm. Like, we were in the 50s.
That means a snowstorm's coming.
It's coming.
Maybe. Maybe not. How was your week, Celia?
The week was good. I am in the throes of midterms. I have a midterm due by midnight tonight.
So we are a little bit stressed today.
I'm very stressed today. I have also a midterm on Thursday. I have an assignment due by midnight tonight. Editing this podcast. We're going to do a Friendsgiving on Thursday. There's a lot.
There's a lot going on. Plus, we launched Patreon this week.
Yeah, it's awesome. It's trying to get ready to kick off on Sunday to go home for Thanksgiving. I'm doing great. I am trying to keep it together, and I'm doing well so far. But
okay.
There's a large list of things that I need to do that I haven't done yet.
Do you want to talk after the podcast?
No. That's okay. You've heard it all. Those are my feelings on it. And on top of that, I have a big bottle of Gatorade that I can't open because some manufacturing company decided to He-Man the lid onto the bottle, and I can't open it. It's just that kind of day.
Throw it on the ground.
I can't open it. We've got cleaning checks. We have to do cleaning checks before we do it.
That's There's right. Just a lot. I forgot There's we have lot. To do cleaning checks.
Yep.
I will
add that to my list.
I will do that when I get back from my vacation.
It's fantastic.
I said vacation. When I get back from work.
Back from my vacation.
It's not a vacation. It's really a trap, because here's the thing. I love working. I love my job. But it's very easy at night when I go home to the hotel by myself to just keep working all night. Not all night, but like keep working even after normal hours, when if I was at home working, I would be done with everything and hanging out with those fools that I live with. over in Utah, pointing at Celia mainly. But yeah, so anyways,
you got to figure that out, because that's not good.
I know. Well, that's why I'm training for a 5K.
that okay, sure.
Yeah. Oh, I forgot to say too, last week I told you guys, wait, did we have an episode last week?
Yeah.
Okay, we did. It wasn't an interview. Yeah, I told you guys last week that I purchased a car, and that was exciting. And this week I'm picking it up, so I'm excited to do that. It'll be just in time for the snow season in Utah, so that'll be good.
How were you eco-friendly this week?
Oh, well, this week I... this was probably another week where I didn't do as good of a job at focusing on being eco-friendly. But this weekend I went grocery shopping, and I forgot to bring my reusable bags. And so I just carried all of my things out in my arms because I refused to get a plastic bag. So that's what I did this week to be eco-friendly. Other than that, I really haven't been that great. After my episode about eating out, I have not done better with that while I've been traveling. I realized last night, because I went to Red Robin last night to get food, and I realized that there's a lot of packaging involved in that. So something to continue working on. How about you? How are you eco-friendly this week?
So I am still saving straw wrappers for my anonymous project.
Have you figured out what you're going to do with it yet?
No.
That can be exclusive content that we put on the Patreon.
True. You get to see my work of art. That will be great.
We can put it on Instagram for the highest bidder.
We could do it. So yeah, if anybody's got any project ideas, maybe that will be an exclusive thing that you get to vote on. What I do with the straw wrappers.
Yeah, I like that.
I also tried the carrot top pesto this week.
Oh, I completely forgot that you were gonna do that. How did that go?
It failed ridiculously bad.
Hence why I didn't hear anything about it over the weekend. Yep, while I was home. Okay.
Because it was bad and I forgot about it. But because I followed the recipe except for one part, and I don't know if it was probably, honestly, the way that it turned out was probably a very crucial part, because what you do is you boil the carrot tops and then you let them dry. And my brain was like, but they'll be wet when you blend them, so you can just blend them wet. And they decided to wrap around the blades in the in the blender. But also, so I have this little food processor, and it's a hand crank food processor. Mm-hmm. And that's been less than great. I think I'm just accustomed to like quick and easy, and it was neither quick nor easy. Because I had we used cashews, and it didn't break up the cashews at all. I just kind of swirled them around. And
oh really?
Yeah, so it didn't work at all. And so I was like, oh, you know, maybe it's just for soft things. And I have this little recipe book that came with the food processor. And same ingredients. It's just like a rough chop. But it was super, super rough chop. And so I was like, oh, I'll just put it in the blender then. Put it all in the blender. And it didn't do anything either. So I had to cut the carrot tops off. And they weren't going to dry at that point. And I was like, I quit. And so I threw it away.
Okay.
So that was my experience with carrot top pesto. It didn't go.
Please let us know if you have tried it if you know how to do it, if you've had success in doing it.
It's probably because I didn't dry them.
Probably.
That's probably it.
You know what? We'll just have to get more carrots with carrot tops and try it again sometime.
We'll have to.
Okay, cool. Yeah, that's tough. I don't blame you for rage quitting. I probably would have rage quit too.
Yep. I did. I found my, I finally took my little baby succulent clippings and put them into our planter. I'm working on propagating them. We'll see if it works, because some of them have shriveled up and died, and I'm pretty sure that's the opposite of what they're supposed to do. So,
have you been watering them every day?
I have. Because you're supposed to like lay them on top of the soil. According to the article that I read, you lay them on top of the soil, and then you water them until little roots sprout, and then I think you separate it from the mother leaf, and then you plant the roots, and then it'll grow into something.
Yeah.
So it said be patient for like a few weeks. So I'm being patient.
Okay. And it's week one, right?
This is week one. And so far nothing, but I did have a few leaves die.
So the opposite.
Yeah.
What we
will see.
But that's okay.
But I'm trying, making an effort.
Yeah.
We need a new place for our food scraps. We've been taking them to a local farmer's market, and the farmer's market ended this week, and so we need somewhere new.
Yes. For food scraps. Because we were talking to Joey, and in Seattle, they let you put food scraps in the green bin up there, and they just take it out along with like your trash and recycle. But we live in Utah, so we need to find different solutions. But yeah, we're working on that.
I think the solution will be just to put it on Facebook Marketplaces free and see if anybody bites.
Yeah. If somebody bites, then we can ask them if we can, like, continuously bring them food scraps.
Can we be your dealer?
Do you need some food scraps?
Hey, any food scraps?
Meet up at the Walmart parking lot at 7 o'clock.
It'll be in a brown paper bag.
Gross. Yep. But actually,
But really, though, what else? Oh, because we talked about fast food this week, literally any time that anyone's had extra napkins or any extra sauces, I've commandeered them and put them in a drawer in the kitchen.
Good for you.
Thanks.
I have not been that good, like I said. But it's hard. I totally forgot when I went to go do takeout, because I have like utensils that I use or that I bring with me when I travel. Although TSA took my knife, as I'm sure you guys remember, because that was scarring for me, even though it's like a butter knife.
TSA.
I know. But like last night, I just had a burger and fries, and they gave me a packet of utensils. And so I should have like specified on the order or something that I didn't need it, but I kind of just forgot to do that. So now I have extra utensils, but I think I'm just going to put them in my backpack to be used at a future date. So
that sounds like a good plan.
Yeah.
Cool. Well, is it time for how we're our friends eco-friendly?
Yes. I thought we weren't doing that anymore.
Well, we are reading names.
Oh, that's right. That's right. All right. Yep. So these are the shout outs of who participated this week in our eco-friendly survey on our Instagram page.
Mm-hmm. So we have Nancy, Yvette, Meredith, and Annie.
Awesome. Thank you, guys. And I hope you guys, we really do. We love to see and share the things that you guys are doing. And I hope you guys enjoyed. On Friday, we was the first day that we started sharing them with you, like, on the story, instead of having you guys have to tune in and listen every week to hear. So hopefully you guys enjoyed that. So
I enjoyed it. It was great.
Yeah, I thought it was really cool to see, like, everyone's different ideas there. So, yeah.
For sure. Cool. Well, do you have a fun fact for us?
I do have a fun fact for us. So because this episode is coming out the weekend before Thanksgiving, I thought that it would be fun to hear about.
I got that.
You didn't laugh.
I did laugh. That's okay, because okay, it was just fun. And I was like, why is she saying it like that?
It was stupid. Anyways, I thought it would be cool to hear or to look up something about Thanksgiving. So this was the fun, although not so fun, fact about Thanksgiving holiday stuff. Americans throw away 25% more trash between the start of Thanksgiving and the end of New Year's. Party!
So awesome.
So yeah, that's just something to keep in mind. Around this time of year, there are, you know, there's a lot of waste from a lot of different things. And we will. Oh, Celia's got her notepad out to take notes on my fun fact.
Yes, I am.
Are you really?
Yeah.
What are you writing?
Okay. So you were talking about how there was waste around this time of year. And we're doing a Friendsgiving, right?
Mm.
And we're going to do rotisserie chickens again. And right. We're going to do it Thursday. And then everyone is splitting Saturday, Sunday, Monday. And I was like, oh, if we're going to use the bones again, then we need to have ingredients. And so don't forget to get ingredients so we don't have to throw the chicken remains away.
Yes.
There you go. So that's what I'm taking notes about.
Cool. Yeah. So I actually, teaser, I am actually going to be talking about Thanksgiving and ways that we can be eco-friendly this year at Thanksgiving. So stay tuned for that. But that's definitely a good way to be eco-friendly, but also just like in general, you know, as we're all working on being more conscientious of the things that we're using, just especially this time of year when there's so much kind of tradition and stuff.
Tradition.
What is that from?
It's from Fiddler on the Roof.
Oh, okay. I totally.
You gotta watch it. We're
totally went over my head.
We're gonna do a musical marathon because right now there's a lot of musicals on Netflix. Like West Side Story.
Cats is not on Netflix.
But West Side Story is, Fiddler on the Roof is.
I love West Side Story.
Les Mis is. So we're going to have to watch some because you need to be educated in the ways of the musicals.
Hey, I've seen West Side Story.
We're going to have to watch it again.
And Cats.
That's the two.
Yes. Anyways, I don't know what I was saying. Oh, there's just a lot of tradition. around the holidays. And so it's hard sometimes to break from those traditions. And
tradition! Sorry, I'm focused.
It's hard to break from that sometimes and kind of rethink the way that you do things. So this is just a challenge that, you know, I'm going to take on and I extend to you guys to also just kind of look for ways that you can be less wasteful around this time of year so that we are not contributing more to that 25% increase in trash. That's all. That's my fun fact that turned into a lecture by Julia.
A great fact nonetheless, though.
Yes. Do you have a world update for us?
I do.
All right. What is going on in the world today, Celia?
Let me tell you, Julia. So
I didn't mean to sound so aggressive.
It's okay. So I saw my world update on the Easy Eco Tips Instagram page, and then I was I need to dig a little bit more because I want to know like the ins and outs of this. So yeah. I also went to unfccc.int and Wikipedia. So this is kind of around the election that just happened.
Okay.
And on top of that, it's like what's happening right now. So yeah. The U.S. officially withdrew from the Paris Agreement on November 4th, 2020. So that was 2 weeks ago.
Officially withdrew?
Officially withdrew from the Paris Agreement on November 4th. Okay.
All right. Are you going to tell us what the Paris Agreement is?
I am.
Okay, cool.
Jumping the gun as per the usual.
I'm just so eager to learn, Celia.
Is that what that is?
Yes, I'm curious.
Okay, well, the Paris Agreement was an agreement within the United Nations Framework Convention on Climate Change, dealing with greenhouse gas emissions, mitigation, adaptation, and finance.
Cool.
So the goal of the agreement is to keep a global rise, like a global, what's it called? The big bubble that surrounds us.
The ozone?
Yep, the ozone. Because the ozone is.
Can we all just, let's all just take a minute and admire the big bubble that surrounds us all.
It's got holes in it because people are poking holes in it.
There's some holes in this house. There's some holes in this house.
Because some people keep poking holes in the house. And at some point, we're all going to die because people keep poking freaking holes.
At some point, we'll become holes.
We will become holes. So there are holes in the ozone because the ozone is heating up too much, too quickly. And so the goal of the agreement is to keep a global rise, like the global temperature rise this century, well below 2 degrees Celsius above the pre-industrial levels.
Mm.
So the pre-industrial revolution had a certain temperature. The goal is to be 2 degrees above that.
Yeah.
We'll see if we can make it. I don't know. But
it's
that's the goal.
It sounds it's like a goal good goal.
Within this century, and so from, 2000 to 2100?
Yeah.
Which,
a lot can change in that time.
That is. A lot can change in that time, but also there's a little bit of chisme that, I don't know if it's chisme, I think it's a fact.
Chatter.
That by 2030, things will be irreversible. So. Yes. It's awesome that we're shooting for 2100, but also it might be a little late, ?
Yeah.
So, we'll see. We might be dead by then. We will be dead by then, you and I.
We might be. I might live a long, happy life, Stelia.
Okay, I guess you could live to 103. That's, people do it.
People do it. I could do it. I met a woman once. Sorry, this is another tangent. I just am a fan of tangents today. Well, you...
And
hey,
every day.
You brought us on to Fiddler on the Roof, so...
Hey.
I digress.
You said tradition.
When I was in, second grade, I think, we had this part of school where we went to a... home where a retirement home, and we met the oldest lady in the retirement home, and she was 105, I think.
Wow.
And so we asked her what the secret was to her living 105 years, and do you want to know what she said? I'm going to let you all in on the secret. She said she drank Gatorade, the yellow kind.
That'll do it.
So take that for what you will. She drinks Gatorade, the yellow kind.
Hey, that's the color of my kind that I can't open.
Well, I hope you get it open or else you won't live until 105.
True. That's true. Wait.
So anyways, you were saying that it might be too late, but it's something good that they're doing.
It is.
Except we just dropped out.
Well, we did. Yeah, we did. We did just drop out. It also limits the amount of greenhouse gases emitted by human activity to the same level that trees, soil, and oceans can absorb naturally. Mm. So that's a lot.
Yeah.
But I'm here for it.
That is a lot. But also, if we stop deforesting things, then we would have more trees to soak things up.
True.
Thus,
that's true.
More emissions to use if we need it.
So, we'll see what happens. The U.S. Yeah. backed out. And also, one of the goals of the agreement is to enable rich countries to help poorer nations by providing climate finance, is what it's called, mm-hmm. to adapt to climate change and switch to renewable energy. So, mm-hmm. it allows for richer countries to kind of swoop in and help poorer countries be able to take that next step towards renewable energy.
Yeah.
Which is great. I think that's great.
But also, rich countries should start doing renewal energy too.
They should maybe stop backing out of agreements that help the world? Question mark? Is Big Brother going to descend and shut us down?
Probably. I'm surprised that they haven't already. Last week we talked about how our only sources are from outside of the U.S. because there are no sources in the U.S.
I have more tea this week.
Tell me.
It might get us shut down, but you have to wait. Be patient.
Okay, I'll be patient.
Also, this agreement, like countries who have signed the agreement, they agree to provide enhanced transparency of actions that are taken.
Mm-hmm.
And so this is just kind of a brief summary. We will link the UNFCCC website to our website so that you can click the link and go to their site and take a look more if you want to do some more in-depth reading.
Yeah.
So basically, the United States backed out of that. But the president-elect, Joe Biden, pledged to rejoin the Paris Climate Accord on day one. So maybe we'll be seeing some changes come January.
Okay, yeah.
So, yeah, kind of odd that November 4th we backed out and January 1 we will rejoin. Or at least that's the plan. But
at least, hopefully, that's the only lapse that we have in that, right?
Yeah.
So
and that's that, hopefully good theory, news. It shouldn't be too bad.
Yeah.
In theory.
I mean, we have 100 years, right? According to the agreement.
According to the agreement, 100 years.
And so 2 months isn't that long.
Yeah. I mean, yeah. According to the big clock in Times Square that's counting down to our demise, I don't know. 2 months is a lot.
That is true. You're right.
So that's what I have for my world update. Thank you for listening.
Wait, but you're going to tell us about Big Brother stuff.
Oh, that's not part of my fact. You'll have to wait until my segment.
Oh. Okay.
Sorry.
I'm so excited. I need to know.
Well, okay. You're going first this week, so.
I know. Are we ready to jump into it then?
Ready.
This week, like I teased about, I will be talking about an eco-friendly Thanksgiving. So, I got my info from Forbes.com, actually. You know that fancy magazine?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yes.
That's where I got it from. So, good job, Forbes. You get over there?
Yep, I'm good. Keep going.
That was, for those of you wondering, listening at home, that was the sound of Celia still trying to get into
I'm
her
gonna
Gatorade.
Put it over there. I'm gonna leave it alone and not touch it anymore, and I'm focused on you.
She, at the beginning, before we started recording, she was like, just be careful to not make too much noise, because I have a habit of, like, touching everything that I see, and I have to have
clicking, tapping.
My hands always have to be moving. Like, if you guys watch our videos, my hands are constantly moving in every direction, and I just can't help myself. I just have to be doing something. And so I moved over to a couch where you guys can't hear me doing things, so I can be quiet. But now there's things going on outside. I don't know what that was. Did you hear that?
Yeah.
I don't know what that was. But now Celia is over there trying to open her Gatorade and being loud.
I'm not going to touch it anymore.
Okay. That was a long way of me calling you out.
Oh, I've been called out.
You have been. So now listeners at home are aware of our situation. Okay, getting to my story. So this is going to be a pretty short segment this week, I feel like, because, Thanksgiving is just one day. There's only so much that you can talk about, but I thought it would be important just to kind of touch on it and give you guys some ideas to start thinking about as you're heading into the holidays. So if you are looking into, if you are the person doing like the shopping for the holiday, consider looking into getting a pasture raised turkey. Do you know what that is, Celia?
It is a turkey raised in a pasture.
A plus.
Thank you.
But the reason why they say to get that pasture raised turkey, if you can, which understandably that's not always super feasible, but you know, here I'm just kind of giving tips and kind of reasons for considering these things. So pasture raised tends to be more local, tends to be a farm nearby, so it cuts down on that transmission expended if you're like shipping a turkey all the way from, I don't know, if you're in Utah and you're getting a turkey from Vermont. I don't know where turkeys live.
I don't know where they come from.
Anyways, so that's something. They also usually have better diets, and so they're more they're just kind of better for you to eat anyways.
They're not pumped full of all of the saline solutions, all of the preservatives that most meats have.
Right. Yeah. So something to think about if you want to do a turkey this year, but you're really concerned about all of that stuff, consider doing a pasteurized or a pasture raised turkey, not pasteurized. That's a different thing.
Entirely different thing.
A pasture raised turkey.
There we go.
Also, if farmers markets are still open in your area, which, as Celia and I said, unfortunately, all the ones near us have closed down. But I know in some areas, like in Portland, for example, they have farmers markets kind of all year round. And so if you have a situation like that where you've got farmers markets in your area, consider going down to the farmers market and seeing if you can get the things that you need or at least some things that you need for your Thanksgiving dinner at the farmers market instead of at the grocery store. Just that way, you know, again, it cuts down on those transmissions. It also is supporting those local farmers in your area so that they can continue to produce the good food that they're producing, and kind of builds into that whole system over there, which is always good to support. this next tip was to decorate with nature. And I thought of Celia's mother, who had such a beautiful arrangement of her nature in her house.
Nature findings.
Yeah, her nature findings. It was so great. But if you like, if you already have, so can I give your mom as an example? Like,
yeah,
Celia, Celia's mom already had some like fake plant
foliage,
like branches, things. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Like if you imagine like part of a branch, like that's what it was, but it was just a plastic version. I'm assuming plastic. And so she already had some of that, but what she did was she took some of that and combined it with other foliage that was, you know, either in her backyard or like if she found it on her walk, and put it together in different vases around the house. And that way she had kind of more diversity and more to use. And it made it look a lot more natural because it was mostly natural than just having like that one, like the one vase of fake plants or something like that.
Yeah.
So that's something to consider. I've also seen people have done a lot with leaves. If you still have like leaves that have changed color in your area, there's such cute ideas online for like DIY leave wreaths. That rhymes. but they're super pretty. So if that's something, if you're like super artsy, that's also something that you can do. If you've got kids, something that I used to do as a kid a lot, was we would color, we would get leaves from outside and then we would color with a crayon, like on a piece of paper over the leaves. And it would kind of give that cool, like design of the leaves.
Mm-hmm.
So just lots of options that you can do with nature this time of year. Something that I didn't know when I was reading this article, it said that, we're shifting gears here again. Every point's going to be different. So follow along with me.
Okay.
But in terms of cooking with glass and ceramic dishes, actually saves a lot of energy because they retain heat better. Did you know that? Yeah.
No, I did. Like, I mean, it makes sense. Like, now that I think about it,
exactly.
Totally makes sense.
Yeah. That's what I was thinking too. I was like, as soon as I read that, I was like, oh yeah, duh.
Yeah.
But I mean, I would have never really thought to, you know, that would be like so significant. But they said that it even requires like if it says to cook something at like 400 degrees Fahrenheit, you could actually cook it at 375 Fahrenheit instead if you're cooking with glass or ceramic, because it retains so much heat. And so it saves energy and requires lower temperatures if you end up cooking with those kinds
of
dishes. Yeah. So, I mean, it's something pretty small. But if you have like a nice glass dish or a nice ceramic dish, that's something to definitely consider whipping out, especially around this time of year when we're doing a lot of cooking for the holidays. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, my mom actually has, because I was kind of thinking about like what else you could cook with like glass dishes, other than, I mean, you can cook a lot of things. There's a lot of different kind of glass dishes and ceramic dishes. But my mom, she actually has a pie crust dish that's a glass dish.
Oh, cool.
So, yeah, that's also, there's tons of different things that you can get in glass.
And on top of that, like, it saves money in the long run.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Because then it's like, I mean, glass is a super, super durable material, right?
Mm-hmm.
And so, which actually I'll go into a little bit later too, but I'll come back to that. But yeah, glass and ceramic, super good super good materials. And I feel like ceramic is one of those things that's kind of gone out of fashion lately. But I still know, like I think the older generations had a lot of ceramic stuff. And so maybe if that's something that like in your family, it's gotten passed down this time of year, maybe whip that out as like kind of a new tradition or something, mm-hmm. even if it's not like the fancy, whatever, like big dish that you would usually use. Maybe add your own spin to it. If you can, try to go plastic and paper free for your celebrations. For example, our Friendsgiving that Celia was talking about earlier, we're going to be using our wine glasses that we have in our apartment to use for like drinking. And then also try to avoid paper plates if you can. I know that's not always possible depending on like the size of your Thanksgiving. But if you have like nice china, maybe Thanksgiving is the time to whip that out. If you're poor college students like us, and you're doing a Friendsgiving, make your friends bring their own plates. That's what we're doing. Yep. We're having a modge podge of different plates. And then in terms of napkins, like instead of just using the like paper napkins or whatever, maybe consider buying like, it doesn't even have to be like, we used to have these napkins that we would only bring out for Thanksgiving. Like they were kind of fancier napkins. But like, it doesn't even
like cloth napkins.
Yeah. Sorry. Yeah. Like cloth napkins. But it doesn't even have to be like Thanksgiving specific, but like if you have kind of some nice white napkins, cloth napkins or something, maybe consider using those so that you're not just going through tons of napkins on Thanksgiving. Mm-hmm. What else? Same with silverware. If you can, use the silverware that you have instead of plastic silverware. Those are all just kind of like, I guess, kind of simple, but I don't know, small things that you can do to kind of reduce your waste a little bit more if you can. Another thing, since there's so much cooking going on at Thanksgiving, around Thanksgiving, it's the perfect time to start composting because, you know, maybe on a normal day, you don't make homemade meals as often, or you don't use all the vegetables or fruits that you're going to use. But consider composting and go back and listen to Celia's episode on that. Episode 3, she did a good job to kind of outline that for us. So consider starting on Thanksgiving. Is that a good idea or a bad idea? What do you think?
I think it'll be a challenge.
Yeah.
But a welcome challenge, I think.
Yeah.
To try and see what you can compost, what you need to compost, kind of go the extra mile to compost it. I think that's great.
Yeah. And there's tons of like, if you don't have time to obviously listen to a whole episode of ours before Thanksgiving again, you know, there's plenty of resources online where you can see where they kind of have a breakdown of like, what can you compost, what can't you compost. So that's something to look at as well. And then plan your meals try to plan your meals based on how many people you're going to have at your Thanksgiving. You know, we all want to do the big turkey, the big dishes and everything. But you know, if you're having a Thanksgiving with just 5 people, you might not necessarily need that much food. And so just kind of evaluate as best you can, like, you know, trying to keep with traditions still, if you want to keep those traditions, but also maybe adjust them somehow to kind of fit your needs, that you're not wasting as much. And then kind of to go along with that, you know, we all love, at least I do, I love me some Thanksgiving leftovers. And so that requires, you know, packing things away in Tupperware or whatever. But something interesting is that glass Tupperware actually saves the food better and for longer. So if you have glass Tupperware, maybe consider that. If you're...
if you have leftovers that'll make it that long, consider that.
That's true. but yeah, I was talking to one of my roommates about this last week, not about Thanksgiving specifically, but she was telling me that she had just gotten some glass Tupperware, and the reason why she did it was that glass Tupperware is a lot easier to clean out a lot of times too. And so, you know, you're able to kind of make it last for longer, while those plastic Tupperwares sometimes will just get stained after a while or kind of worn out after a lot of cleaning. And so glass Tupperware, if you're looking for new Tupperware this year to keep all those leftovers in, consider getting some glass Tupperware. So that's pretty much all I got. Enjoy your nice Thanksgiving, guys. And enjoy those leftovers, because that's my favorite part, honestly.
Hands down, it's one of the best parts.
Yeah. Yeah. Anyways, that was pretty quick. So what you got for us, Celia?
Sweet. Well, this week I wanted to talk about imperfect foods. Which is kind of taking, we talked about food waste, I think episode 3 as well.
I think so too. Yeah.
So I think you and I were at the grocery store last week, I think, and you mentioned looking into imperfect foods again, because there's a couple companies that will send you imperfect foods. Mm-hmm. And I looked into it around this time last year, and they weren't shipping to Utah. And then I looked into it yesterday, actually, and they are shipping to Utah now. And so
that's,
I got
exciting.
Super excited about it. And so yeah. I want to dive in a little bit more into one particular thing that we can do to stop food waste.
For sure.
Yeah. So, like, specifically by supporting companies that go out of their way to divert this food waste.
Yeah.
And what I mean is that, so when I say imperfect foods, there's a handful of companies who are working to eliminate food waste by selling you, like, the ugly foods. Mm-hmm. And so there's nothing wrong with them. They're just not pleasing to the grocery store eye. Yeah. Because most grocery stores, they look for an aesthetic. They want things to be perfect, to be blemish-free. They want the quantity that they've ordered. They don't want more. They don't want less. They want everything to be perfect.
Yeah.
Now, we get a couple anomalies here and there, and I think that's kind of where the cutoff is, because there are fruits and vegetables and nuts, seeds, stuff like that, that do look odd. They don't look traditional in the sense that we have been fabricated into thinking.
Right.
So if we don't, if we remember from our last episodes, ugly fruits and vegetables that are deemed unsellable contribute to about 1/3 to 1/2 of all food produced. So that is a huge sum of food that is just being discarded.
That's just accounting for, like, the food that's been discarded. It's not, but that also includes, you know, the effort that's gone into making that food, you know, the land that's been used, the water that's been used, the fertilizer that's been used, whatever it is. That's 1/3 of all of that that is also been thrown away with that food, which is kind of mind-boggling if you think about it too much.
And that, like, kind of the counter argument is made that it's like, oh, well, it's just plowed back down into the fields Oh, it's given to farmers who will feed it to animals. So I guess it kind of depends on how you want to look at it and what the truth is.
Mm-hmm.
But here's my steaming hot tea. Are you ready?
I'm so ready. What's
okay.
up?
Okay. So in my quick scan for research, meaning like my 1 to 2 pages of Google that I clicked through to find
yeah.
this, I found that this is probably where we're going to get shut down via Big Brother. But I found that United States sites said that food waste wasn't a problem and essentially was a marketing scam to get you to feel bad and like you're doing something for the planet. But Canadian and UK sites said that food waste is a problem and that ugly fruits and vegetables are a huge contributor to food waste.
Guys!
So something is really definitely sus.
So sus. That's either, making me question everything about everything.
Either the Europeans and the Canadians are trying to trick the United States into a marketing scam, or the US is back at it again. Trying to feed us
Ooh.
Lies. So,
yikes. Okay.
If you don't hear from us next week, it's because Big Brother shut us down.
We've been shut down, guys. Sorry.
Because
this is the last episode.
This could be it. So, I don't know because I'm not in the fields. I'm not in the marketing department. I don't see where stuff is going.
Yeah.
So, kind of up for you as listeners to decide, are these companies a marketing scam or are they not?
Yeah.
Dun, dun, dun.
We won't judge you one way or another. It's up to you to decide.
It's up to you to decide.
But also, you're the dummy that don't believe in science.
Oh!
No, I take it back. Cut that out.
Oh. So today we're going to talk about the food waste companies that are working to redistribute ugly produce.
Cool.
And we're going to look at them.
I love me some ugly produce.
Love it. We're going to look at them in a good light, I think.
Okay.
Because me, and maybe this is me buying into marketing scams, I don't even know anymore.
It's all a sham.
It's all a sham. So there are companies such as Imperfect Foods, Misfits Market, Ugly Food, Daily Table in Massachusetts. I think I'm going to pronounce this wrong, but Raleigh's, I think it's Raleigh's, in the Western United States. Loblaws supermarkets in Canada. They're just some of these companies who have embraced the ugly foods lifestyle.
Cool.
And so there's a lot of reasons why foods are discarded. They have cosmetic imperfections. They don't meet certain criteria set by the buyer. There's a surplus or excess in inventory. And so it just gets thrown away because they have too much.
Mm-hmm.
Some pieces of the plants are undervalued. So like broccoli stalks and leaves, there are recipes that involve them, but we don't eat them, quote unquote, traditionally. And so they're thrown away. And that's 2/3 of the plant right there. Like we just like the broccoli crown, but mm-hmm. you can eat the leaves and the stalks, but you can't buy those in most stores.
Yeah.
Or there's a packaging change. So the surplus just gets discarded. Or they're called short coding, or the expiration date is like within a few months, and so they'll just go ahead and throw stuff away.
Yeah, that's what I found when I was doing my research for that other episode that I did about food waste. That's what I found was like one of the biggest things,
mm-hmm.
which is crazy. Yeah. But
it's insane. Like this food is still good.
Yeah,
and on top of that, sometimes it's still good past the expiration date.
Unpopular opinion, but true.
But very true. So that's the bulk of my, I don't have a ton this week, but that's the bulk of what these companies do.
Yeah.
Companies like, I looked into Imperfect Foods and Misfits Market specifically because those were the two kind of subscription-based companies that you can get things from. But with Imperfect Foods, you can choose what you want in the box with a baseline cost of $16, which is fantastic.
Yeah, that's not bad at all.
Like I was looking
for produce, that's probably about what I spend.
And you can choose produce, snacks, meats, dairies, grains, and the price fluctuates from there.
They do meat too? Mm-hmm. For some reason, I just always thought it was only produce. Nope. That's cool.
Yeah, and so that's a baseline cost of $16. And I cannot tell you how many grocery trips I take that I'm walking out with $7,500 worth of groceries. Easy.
Yeah.
Because, like, I try to eat natural. I try to eat gluten-free, which means gluten. What?
Did you say 75 or 7,500?
75 to 100. I don't walk. Okay. I do not drop $7,500 a week.
That's why I laughed so much, because I was like, you don't, there's no way that you buy that.
I was like, why is she laughing at me? I do that.
No, I mean, same.
Like $75 to $100.
Okay. Sorry.
A week.
Continue.
Because all I want to buy more produce and eat more produce. I want to buy meats that aren't filled with filler, with saline solutions and preservatives and stuff like that. I want to eat less gluten. And so if I want to have a hamburger, they have gluten-free hamburger buns, but those are sometimes double the cost of regular hamburger buns. And so, like, I want to consume dairy, but oat milk is, I guess that's, people, there's a whole debate on whether or not it's dairy. If I want to drink oat milk, that's almost double the cost of regular milk. And so to eat better for the environment sometimes is more costly. And so to see this subscription box that is a baseline of $16, I'm like, heck yes, sign me up. Absolutely sign me up. And then I looked at Misfits Market as well, which is strictly produce with a baseline of $22. Cool. And then I don't know. I think you can pick and choose what you want in your box. But I think you do get more produce. So it just kind of depends. If you want more produce, go with Misfits Market. If you want more of a variety, go with Imperfect Foods.
Yeah. And this is like, so these two that you're talking about now, they're monthly subscriptions that you can get like coming to your house every month, the same stuff, or do you get to like pick and change or whatever?
You can pick and choose what you want. And I think you can even do you want it to deliver every week? Do you want to deliver every other week? You can say, oh, there's like five people in my household, and so I need a bigger box. I need more things to go into my box. When I clicked through, it was like the one person, it was like one to two people. It was, it to me looked affordable for me and for my needs.
Yeah.
Cool. So I think I'm going to have to, we might do like a third reprise on this whole Imperfect Foods thing, because we're getting into the holidays. Update once we use it, because we're taking off here. I'm leaving next week and I won't be back until beginning of the middle of December, and then Christmas starts again, and then I won't be back till January. So I think starting January I'll take a look and see if this is something that I could use, because I do want to try it, but right now it's gonna be a bit of a waste because we're getting ready to split for the winter.
Yeah. So no, that's super true. I agree.
Yeah. Definitely, if you're interested, plug it in. Like, you can plug in your zip code and see if it delivers in your area. And if it doesn't, just be patient. Like I said before, Imperfect Foods didn't deliver in Utah this time last year, but they do now.
Yeah.
So I think that's fantastic.
Yeah. Cool. Yeah. I love the idea of it, you know, just getting to, it feels like, you know, do you know that, that Rudolph, like super old animated cartoony version where they have the Land of Lost Toys?
Oh, like the puppet version.
Yeah, like super old.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
I mean, not super old, but like not like within the 2000s.
Yeah, no, like 90s old.
Yeah. It makes me think of that. It's like the forgotten foods. Like, there's so much and they just all deserve to be eaten.
They do.
they grew for us. And even if they didn't grow perfectly, that doesn't mean that they shouldn't be eaten.
So, yeah.
Yeah.
They're just as good.
Yeah. I love the concept. It still gives you the same nutrients. It still gives you the same whatever. Mm-hmm. It's just that it doesn't look appealing to the eye, which is crazy. But but if you support businesses like this, then it might become more of the norm. So
it might. Like they'll grow, they'll be able to become even more affordable because it will become the norm. Like maybe at some point. Because I was reading over, and there's a couple grocery stores that have told their producers, bring your ugly produce. We will sell your ugly produce.
Yeah.
And so, you know, let it become the norm, and we'll start something there.
Yep. 100%. Good stuff. Well, was all you had?
That's all I've got.
All right. This was a quick episode, guys. Most of it was filled with us talking. Well, I guess that's all of the podcast. I meant that most of it was filled with us talking about not podcast on topic things, but
you know,
that's okay.
Some weeks are like that.
It's almost a holiday. We've got holiday brain. So I hope you guys all have a great Thanksgiving. I'm just going to do a quick plug for us so that you guys can continue to just support and participate. Make sure if you've enjoyed this episode and others, download it, subscribe to us on Apple Podcasts or wherever you're listening to us. Check out our Instagram and Twitter at @G_4podcast. We're also on Facebook, Good Girls Go Green. Email us at goodgirlsgogreenpodcast@gmail.com. And then obviously, as always, check out our website, goodgirlsgogreenpodcast.com. And then also, don't forget that we launched Patreon, like we did our spiel at the beginning, but we'll post the link to that on our website, and it's also up on our socials. So check that out if you're interested. And happy Thanksgiving.
Happy Thanksgiving. Thanks for listening, you guys.
Bye.
Bye.
You're the dummy that don't believe in science. Written on your forehead, always be denying. You're the dummy that don't believe in science. Written on your forehead, always be denying. Hey, hey.